Let's go now to southern Ukraine, to the port city of Odessa. It is on the coast of the Black Sea and the target of intense Russian bombing over the weekend. Two cargo ships docked in the port were hit by Russian fire, including at least two people were injured. For the latest, let's bring in CNN's Nick Peyton Walsh. He is on the ground in Odessa. Nick, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us what you're seeing in Odessa today. Any signs of the Russians making their way into that city?
At this stage, no, we are not hearing their advance. We have just had an air raid alert here and sirens ringing out across the city. It's been on edge here for, frankly, since we got here 24 hours ago. Fortifications being put up in central points, a real sense of nervousness about what may come next. But it isn't necessarily clear how far the Russian advance has got towards this, the third largest city in Ukraine.
Odessa is also a port city. It's been called the gate to Eastern Europe. Tell me about the significance of the Ukrainians holding the line there.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is just vital for Ukraine's economy. If you want to control the money, the life of Ukraine, you need to control Odessa because it's the maritime gateway for this city, to the for the country, to the rest of the world. It's also fairly strongly Russian-speaking as well, but we've seen here a lot of anger at what Russia's been doing. There's no residual sympathy because of some sort of linguistic brotherhood that's been emanating in the past. This is a pretty angry town. But I should tell you also, too, a little bit about what's happening along the Black Sea coast. We spent the last 3 or 4 days driving from Kherson to the sort of far east inlets through Mykolaiv back to Odessa. And Kherson is the scene of some really serious fighting for a key bridge up from Crimea there. Mykolaiv, we saw some intense shelling on the skyline there on a Saturday night through to Sunday morning, lit up by huge explosions. What must have been missiles targeting Ukrainian armor in the city center. Seriously violent scenes there. And the question we keep asking ourselves is, what is the game in this? There appears to be a definite move by Russia to periodically try and get in to various cities in this important stretch of Ukraine. The Black Sea is, you know, where Odessa is. It's where so much of the outreach and security of Ukraine is. And so it appears that they, for example, with Kherson, make a move to take the bridge, hold it, then get pushed back. In Mykolaiv, they seem to make a move into the city as best as they can, and then they get pushed back. My question I keep asking myself is, what do they intend to do if they actually do get in? Are they don't have enough numbers to even contemplate occupying these towns. And so it seems a consistent war of attrition without any real point or end, apart from just a lot of heavy weapons.
Well, Nick, east of where you are in Odessa, there are reports of Russian troops successfully taking, I think it's the coastal city of Berdansk. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's the other side. That's the Sea of Azov on the other side of the Crimean Peninsula. The Sea of Azov is also where Mariupol is. You know, it's all been very linked to the separatist territories in the past. And so there is some strong strategic use of Russia having any kind of port at all, because they can land reinforcement supplies, all sorts of things. I think the question, though, is more about the Black Sea because of its larger size, its greater geopolitical significance. The Sea of Azov is a little hard sometimes to bring large ships into. But yeah, I mean, as soon as they start getting ports, the Russian campaign here can pick up because they now have maritime access.
So tell me about the resistance then. We're hearing about civilians in Kyiv, everyday people, museum directors, students, women, mothers picking up arms, AK-47s, trying to join the fight against the Russians. Are you seeing that there in the southern part of the country?
Yeah, look, every town you go to, you wonder why there's a large group of men standing outside the local administration building. And this is people getting involved in the effort. We've seen civilians chroming over damaged Russian or Ukrainian armor to salvage ammunition, things they can use. We've seen, you know, people we've been talking to here as journalistic contacts saying, I'm sorry, I just can't help you anymore. I'm now with the defenders. Particularly here in Odessa, you know, people changing what they're doing day by day to be sure that they are involved in defending their own cities.
CNN's Nick Peyton Walsh on the ground in Odessa. Thank you so much for your time, and please
stay
safe.
Thanks.